All right. I think maybe we have Megan here now. Megan, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, great.
Hi.
And my name's Tom, and Ariel is here, too, that you're staying with in Catskill on Sunday.
Okay, lovely.
Can you hear Ariel?
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Ariel. How's it going?
Good.
All right. So you guys are in Kingston now. How has the walk been going so far?
Oh, it's been really, really lovely. Yeah, we're in Kingston. We arrived yesterday. Today's our first day off. So, yeah, I actually slept in and been feeling up my feet this morning, so I missed your call. Yeah, it's been really, it's been actually just, like, beautifully amazing. We stay in a different place, and the community, you know, the people from the community come out, and we have a potluck dinner pretty much every night, and just get to know people, kind of talk about what we're up to and the efforts they're making against the pipeline, and it's been really beautiful. Just kind of getting to hear people's stories and live this, like, really simple walking life for the past 6 days.
So one thing that we didn't actually cover much yet was, what is this walk really about? What is it overall? You know, I would love if you could speak a little more to that. I know that it is a 13-day, 170-mile prayer walk to connect communities along the Hudson River Valley in the struggle to protect our shared and sacred waters. Could you speak a little bit more to that and about the organizers of this walk?
Yeah, so, first, I guess the last bit is the organizer of this walk is a Buddhist nun. Her name is Jean Yatsuda. And she's a Japanese Buddhist nun. The sect of Buddhism is called Nyokonzan Mohoji. And basically their practice is drumming, this really beautiful, simple fan drum, and chanting the phrase, the prayer, Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. So the idea is that each step is a prayer, and through the act of drumming and chanting, it's a purification for the land and the water. So it's simple. You know, it's like step by step, being able to just be with what is around us. And, I'm sorry, I'm a little excited.
Understandable.
The only words coming out of my mouth for the past 6 days have been Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. So, so raising awareness, people, you know, the really active people in communities know what's going on, but so many people have no idea. You know, a lot of people really just, if it's not affecting them, like, right in their backyard, and some people it literally is affecting them in their backyard, or, you know, they want to send a pipe down the middle of their living room. Those people are aware and know what's going on and are very active, but many people just, you know, it slips by them. So this way, you know, we're walking from town to town, and often, you know, the church or the organization that we stay with will try to raise a bit of awareness in their community and get people to come out and meet us, so we can kind of just talk about what we're up to. We started at the Ramapo Lenape prayer camp, Sweetwater prayer camp, which is in, Mahwah, New Jersey, right around that area. So we started this walk out with a tobacco ceremony and an offering to the water that's on their land. And for us, the indigenous people are so connected with the land. We really honor their practices and their way of connecting with the water bodies and the land and prayer. So
it was really special to be able to start this whole thing off in prayer with, you know, the people who have lived on this land for the longest.
Have you encountered anyone who's in favor of the project on your walk?
Yeah, actually, we stopped a couple days ago at this apple orchard. Can't quite remember where we were on the 208, I think it was. And we were like, hey, you know, we're doing a water walk. Can we park our cars here? And this woman was like, I'm in favor of the pipeline. And we were like, oh, yeah, why is that? And she's like, well, you know, my daughter owns an Airbnb or, you know, like a bed and breakfast, and the pipeline people stay there. And we were like, okay. And then, like, walked away being like, you know, you're in favor until they want to, like, throw a pipe down the middle of your living room. Yeah, so it's people, I don't think, I've only met people who, like, don't get the full picture who are pro. I mean, typically it's about money, you know, in some way it's, and really that's kind of what I see along the way.
You found the one hotel where the Pilgrim Pipeline lobbyist has been staying at? Because basically there's only been a PR person from Pilgrim Pipeline in the Hudson Valley at all. I mean, I've seen one person in a meeting, right?
Okay, so maybe it was that person. I'm the person who's like, I don't need all the facts. I know, like, what I'm doing here, and I know that, like, I'm here to, like, defend the earth and defend the water. So there's other people who've got all the numbers and facts and where it's going, and it's like, I know this other side of it where I, like, don't allow my mind to be bogged down with all of the particulars. Because it's just not worth anything to me. Yeah, so maybe it was, like, this one person, but he was the really only one. And then, you know, you have the occasional, like, seemingly angry person driving their car who, like, drives a little bit closer to you and lays on the horn, and you're just like, I'm really sorry. You know, yeah, it's sad, you know?
That sounds really, like, aggressive.
Oh, very aggressive. Yeah, it happens maybe every other day, but it's more just like, you know, it's more motivation to do what we're doing.
Can they tell what you're walking about? Are you holding signs that say what?
Yeah.
We
have the person at the head of the walk has a banner that says Water Walk for Life, 170 miles from Ramapo Lenape to Grafton, New York. And then a couple people, you know, we have people come on and off who are joining us, and sometimes people make their own signs, and a couple people have been carrying the sign I'm sure you're familiar with, is just like, you know, no Pilgrim Pipeline, the red and white signs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, for the most part, occasionally we have like a handout that gives our like layout and schedule of where we'll be every night or where we're headed, and we'll hand those out. People will stop and be like, what are you walking for? And, you know, we typically are just like, you know, to protect the water. And it's not always that we say, like, you know, against the pipelines, more just, but we do say that, more just kind of honoring the earth and this, like, very important resource we need to stay alive, and that everything needs to stay alive.
And you can't walk along the interstate, which is where the pipeline is running parallel to. So are you walking along roads that are nearby that, or what is the path?
Yeah, pretty much. We're walking. So the path does change a little bit, and I haven't been totally the one mapping the route, but we're walking as close as possible, and also making sure we're not taking back roads or walking the shortest route. We're walking like the route that will sort of drop us into towns along the way. So sometimes we go out of our way a little bit, or, you know, sometimes we have to cut off a few miles to make sure that we're getting to where we can actually be around people and get a chance to talk to them.
And Saturday you'll be walking from Kingston to Saugerties, and then Sunday from Saugerties to Catskill, and Monday from Catskill to Ravenna.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll be staying with Ariel on Sunday. You have a potluck in Catskill. You guys are going to walk into near where High Low is, and maybe people can meet you for a beverage at 4 or 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, we typically arrive in right around 4 o'clock has been the time of day where we end up wherever we're going, unless, you know, something comes up, but we're trying to aim for that pretty much every single day.
And could you tell us a little bit about what happens in the mornings before you begin your walk?
Yeah, so we wake up, it's either at 5:30 or 6, and we do a morning prayer, which is like our drumming and chanting, and we recite a bit of the Lotus Sutra, and that is just the Buddhist practice that we practice always in the temple at the Peace Pagoda in Grafton. So yeah, we come together and we do our morning prayer by candlelight, which is really nice, just like a way for us all to like come together before the sun comes up. And then we, you know, pretty much quickly pack up and make breakfast and make our lunch. And typically somebody from the community will come and see us off. We've had just like some really beautiful send-off. It's really amazing. You know, people are waking up early and going out of their way and offering home stays. And it's really special.
And people can come and join you guys on the walk? That's allowed?
Anytime, yeah. People, you know, it's kind of amazing. Every day we'll be like walking down this country road or, you know, wherever we are, and then there's just like a person waiting with a sign on the guardrail, and we walk by and they like jump to the end of the line or
awesome.
Run to the front. And yeah, each day we pick up like 2 to 3 stragglers or whoever, and often, you know, we have like a couple core folks who you never know when they're going to show up, and they just sort of appear, and it's really beautiful. You're welcome to walk for 5 minutes to, you know, the rest of the walk. It's like anyone's welcome at any time at all. And yeah, it's nice to be a part of it in this way, because like I said, it's so simple, and it kind of, you know, you don't quite know. You can't always describe why you're doing, like, this is the act that we're doing, until you just get out there and start doing it. And then you realize, like, this is it. Like, this simple act of just moving by your feet across the earth is, like, this is healing. And this is really powerful. Anybody's welcome at any time. You're welcome to, like, just come to meet us in a town and come to, like, our potluck and, like, community meetup. Because we typically, there'll be a speaker, or, you know, you never quite know what'll happen at night, but it's always really nice to just get to hear from different folks from around this area and hear where they're at and how they're feeling about things. And it's just like restoring faith and restoring, you know, some hope for people that it's not all just going to go by the wayside, and our country isn't going to just turn into an oil river.
Do people that you encounter know about the Pilgrim Pipeline, or is this the first time they're hearing about it?
For the most part, people know, because I feel like where we're walking has been, you know, is in like the threat zone. So people do pretty much know about it. I don't know. It's hard to say, like, people driving by in cars, you know. I'm always amazed when people just, like, keep their eyes locked on the road and, you know, we're carrying this, like, gigantic flag and there's a bunch of people drumming and chanting. They don't even sort of acknowledge that we're there. So maybe those folks don't know, but I'm not sure. So for the most part, even if people have just heard about it, they know a little bit. But I also think that's because you're walking in the territory where, like, you know, it's not going to come. But, you know, I can say, like, people, I'm from near Albany, and some people have, you know, and, you know, it's going that way, and people don't know about it. So, you know, I guess.
All right. Is there anything that you guys could use if people show up? Water or fresh shoes or something like that? I don't know.
We've been so blessed. People have been taking care of us. You know, we don't really need for much. you know, sometimes we can use bread to make sandwiches. or what's another thing that we then know of? Yeah, we go through a lot of bread because we make our own lunches every day. That's really it. It's sort of day by day. You know, at certain points, we were donated so much, we were, like, giving our donations away to people. We don't want anything to, you know, get spoiled. For the most part, we have everything and more that we can rescue.
All right, well, that's good news. And everything wraps up next week in Albany?
Well, actually, we're sailing on through right up to the Grafton Peace Pagoda. We're ending our walk on August 5th, which is the commemoration of Hiroshima. And so, like I said, the Japanese man that we're walking with, he's every year has a commemoration, beautiful ceremony for all of those who are gone from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So it's a really moving candlelit ceremony at our temple, and anybody is welcome to that. It's very special. And so the last day in the evening on the 5th, that will sort of be, you know, that's what we're walking towards. And, you know, tying the whole water walk to that ceremony is, you know, after the bombing in Japan, basically everyone's last words were for clean water. Because after Hiroshima, there was no water. And so it's sort of very fitting that we're walking for the water here and ending our walk honoring those folks who passed on. So I'm hoping that people, even if they're not able to walk on the walk with us, maybe they'll come up and just sort of honor that and be able to stay with us on the mountaintop, and it'll be a beautiful firefly.
And that's August 5th. What day of the week is it?
It's a Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday, August 5th at the Grafton Peace Pagoda.
Exactly.
All right, Megan, thanks for talking to us today, and I'm sure some of us will be seeing you walking from Kingston to Saugerties tomorrow, from Saugerties to Catskill on Saturday, and ending up at High Low and at the Rivertide. excuse me. And then walking to from Catskill to Ravenna on Monday.
And I really look forward to having you guys at Rivertide. I'm really excited about it and excited about walking with you on Monday.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to having you.
All right, Megan, thanks for calling in today.
Okay.